down here quick. I know where the boys are. I can't see them yet, but I know where they've gone. They're with Horace. They followed him through the snow to a clearing on the mountainside. That's where they are.
Carol, I'm ill, delirious, remember? Too ill to even sit up. But there are no mountains where we live. Horace is dead.
No, I can't see him yet, but I know he's there. And the boys are with him up on the mountain. They followed him to a spot where he dug a hole in the ground. He found something that was buried up on the mountain. Oh, Dick, I can see it. I can see what he found. Oh, dear God, it's beautiful.
And as she spoke those words, I saw a beam of yellow light break out once more through the falling snow, but this time it was shining upward towards my brother and me from below. Again, it shone out from the upper story of a house far away, but this time it was our own house at the bottom of the mountain on the other side of all that darkness.
It's a light streaming up, a light shining out from the hole in the earth that Horace dug on the mountain. Oh, God, I love it. I love it with all my heart and soul.
Carol, I'm coming down. Don't move. I'm coming down to be with you. I can do it. I can feel it. Carol, wait for me. Wait for me. I'll be there soon.
Oh, look at it shine and flicker and dance. It's the light of the earth. It's a tree of fire. Oh, Dick, it's your flaming mystery. Oh, thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you so for letting me see.
God, here I am, standing here beside you, right here where I thought I could never be again.
Dick, look. Look what you did. Oh, take my hand, darling, and let's just stand here and look at it together. God, isn't it magnificent?
Magnificent. Miraculous. And it belongs to us. It's ours. And Carol, it was Horace. He never gave up. He found it for me, for both of us, for all of us. Look, Carol, there he is, up on the mountain.
Horace, good boy, good dog. Horace, where are the boys? Where are they, Horace?
They're with him somewhere on the mountain, just like you said. We'll just call him, Carol, and he'll bring them home. You'll see.
And when I looked again, there in the circle of some golden spotlight stood my father, laughing arm in arm with my mother, looking up towards us through the darkness from our own front porch and beckoning us home.
Horace, come! Come on, boy!
Come on, Horace!
Come on, Horace!
Come home!